Man, this Alex Golish guy, he just doesn't miss.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. So much to talk about. I can't wait to talk about it, especially this first topic. Awesome thing that happened at practice yesterday. We're going to dive into that. Alex Golish, just the attention to detail is incredible. And don't think yesterday wasn't intentional. The timing of it, we're going to talk about that in just a second. Two rooms that, for whatever, every time I go and see them, they get more and more impressive. And then Auburn lands a big man, literally big man, on the hardwood in basketball. Can't wait to talk about that as well. We're going to jump into that all in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. I know he's fired up about that special period yesterday we got to see. But if you want to plan for your retirement, guess what? You got to do it before retirement. So give him a shout. You can get a complimentary portfolio analysis, Social Security maximization report, and a financial plan all the way to your 95th birthday. It's a $2,800 value, guys. Absolutely. At no cost to you. Give him a shout. Show him some love. Guarantee that none of your money goes to Alabama's NIL. Do business with Auburn people. Simple as that. It's Ford Stokes, Active Wealth. All right, so I'm trying to figure out where to start with this because I just think this is incredible. So this past weekend, Auburn gets swept in baseball by Alabama, making Auburn go 0-6 versus Alabama in all the major men's sports, like the big three that, you know, in quotation marks that they call it, football, basketball, baseball, totally swept. And you start hearing, you know, oh, we'll never win. Oh, we don't do this. We don't do that. All that good stuff. How do we ever get out of it? How do we ever put more emphasis on this? How do we do, you know, how do we fix it? So fast forward to yesterday at practice, okay? It's pretty regimented, okay? Like what we get to see, this is the third time we've gotten to see practice, and what we see is pretty regimented, and it's pretty basic. You can get some information from things if you're really paying attention, but for the most part, it's individual drills, not a lot of team stuff. Really no team stuff. There's only been a couple of times where we've actually seen like what resembles a full lineup. You get your 25 to 30 minutes and you're out, and that's it. Okay? Well, so we're out there yesterday and it's the exact same practice we've already seen two other times. Very appreciative of it, but it's very similar to what you've already seen. And they just kind of go around. They're like, hey, guys, we're going to give y'all another period today. We're going to let y'all stay through period five. We're like, okay, cool. That's not uncommon. It's happened, you know, in the past where, hey, instead of through period five, you're going to go through period eight kind of thing. Like that's happened. And they'll be like, if there's certain periods where it's something a little bit more serious, they'll say, hey, no videos in this period. So didn't think anything of it at the time. All right. So period five rolls around and everybody breaks up into basically like one-on-one, pretty physical drills. And I just so happened to want to go watch, because I thought they were going to be doing like actual running routes and catching passes. I saw the wide receivers and the DBs take off, so I took off towards them. Now, the music list up until this point has been pretty awesome. Like, you got some jock jams in there. We had some Tootsie Roll inside the, you know, inside the indoor when they're stretching. You got I Got Five on it outside. Like, you got a lot of classic, a lot of upbeat stuff. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, well, dadgum, that's Dixieland Delight all of a sudden playing. I didn't think anything about it at the time, But I just thought it was strange. I was like, you know, this Golish guy's got kind of a funny playlist. You know, it's got new stuff, got old stuff. It's got rap, and then it's got Dixieland Delight. And in that five-minute period of period five, it's a extremely physical drill, okay? It's essentially Oklahoma drill without a blocker. You know how we in high school we do Oklahoma drill? You had a ball carrier, you had a blocker, and you had one other guy that's the tackler, and he had to shed the blocker and make the tackle? It's very similar, only they just removed the blocker, okay? So we're watching wide receivers 4 to 5 yards apart from the defensive backs. They say go, and they're busting heads. And I didn't see the other ones, but from what I'm told, I don't know if it's ball carriers, but they were kind of similar stuff on the other side too. And it could have been like a true Oklahoma drill on the other side with the running backs and then, you know, defensive linemen, offensive linemen, you know, whatever. Regardless, you got a five-minute period, super physical, and they're playing Dixieland Delight the whole time. So come to find out that this period is something that is regular, and they're calling it the Iron Bowl period. And where does Auburn play Alabama this year? In Tuscaloosa. What do they play during the fourth, at the beginning of the fourth quarter? Dixieland Delight. What do you got to make sure that you're doing in the fourth quarter? You're still locked in. You're still being physical. It's still a war. You're still ready for the battle that's in the fourth quarter. And what just happened this past weekend that I just talked about in the beginning of the show? Auburn finished up the getting swept by Alabama. Okay. And then they just so happened to open this period up to us. I love it, man. I love that. Every single thing this guy does is intentional. You don't think that this past weekend influenced opening that period up to the media? Let's show them something. Let's show them what we're doing to prepare to make sure this doesn't happen again. We're focusing on it in spring. We got it circled on March 31st. We're busting heads. We're associating that song with busting heads on March 31st. Dap and I had a long discussion about, it was baseball at the time, like how do you make that series more important? Like how do you put more emphasis on a series? How do you put more emphasis on a game? And you know, we tossed a lot of ideas back and forth, and it was, again, it was particularly for baseball, but like this is something that would have never really even been on my radar. I used to be, and to an extent I still am, and I get it, okay? I used to cringe a lot of times when I would see the meeting room in the old facility and it would have Beat Bama on the wall, like really big. And I'm like, man, I really wish that would just say Beat Everyone. Sometimes I think I felt like we put too much emphasis on it. And I don't think necessarily that we stopped, and that's why we're losing. But just a little bit more attention to detail, I think, goes a long way. And there's people that this means a lot more to that matter than it necessarily means to me personally. But I'm in the minority, so I'm not necessarily worried about me being pleased. I like to see attention to detail. I like to see intentionality in the smallest things, because that I know that trickles over into everything else. So yeah, so period five, at least on Tuesdays, is Iron Bowl period. Now, how many times they do that a week? I can't answer that. Was that just something new they created this week because of Auburn being swept and saying, if we're being swept, we're starting to think about it right now. We're working on it for, you know, 8-9 months. Not gonna let it sneak up on us. Could be that as well. I don't know. But again, just the idea of like, oh, hey, we're going to give you one more little window to view, and it's that particular one. So you get the news headlines. I don't care if anybody thinks it's little brother, if it's this, if it's that. Alex Golish is coming. So whether that equates to wins or losses, we'll find out. But dude is intentional. Dude's coming. So get ready for it. We're going to talk about two rooms that jump out every time I'm at practice, since we're talking about practice. Two rooms that just continue to jump out every time I see them. We'll talk about those in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to Precision Tune Auto Care, where car care meets hospitality. You don't have to feel like every time you go to the auto shop, you're going to be ripped off if you go to Precision Tune Auto Care. It's not about the first visit. It's about the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth visit. They want to create a relationship. They want to build trust. You got to give them a shot. Give them a call, 334-581-6888 at the corner of Veterans Parkway and Pepperell Parkway, or Veterans whatever in Pepperell Parkway, right there in Opelika. Show them some love. And also, roback.com. Use coupon code BARN20 to take 20% off your order. Polos, pullovers, hoodies, doesn't matter. Give them a shout. They even have Auburn licensed apparel as well. So save big. Show them some love. It's roback.com. We'll be back right after this. Two rooms that jump out, and they continue to jump out every single day I'm at practice, are the wide receivers in the offensive line. And it could just be that I spent a lot of time watching offense. I've spent time watching defense too. And on defense, you know you got safeties, you know you got linebackers. But I guess it's just the fact that those rooms are so new. I mean, think about the returners on the offensive line and in the wide receiver room. You got what? You got three on the offensive line. And how many wide receivers did you have? Three? But you got a whole brand new room that came back. And particularly that last period that we watched, that super physical. I mean, you got guys like Keyshawn Singleton that, I mean, I keep saying this, but I mean, he looks literally just as good as from a physicality standpoint and just ability standpoint, he looks just as good as anybody you had on the roster last year. Line them up. I would almost say if you lined them all up, took the numbers off the jersey, and you had Keyshawn Singleton in the lineup, he may be your number one pick. The guy is on a mission. Those drills, those contact drills right there, I don't know what they want to call it. I will just call it Oklahoma drill. Yeah, they were personal to him. He didn't lose a rep. It's walk through your chest. And it's not just that. It's not just those particular drills, but like the way they run routes, the way they work, how organized they are. You know, Chaz Nimrod he's a pro. And when I say pro, I'm not talking about like he's an NFL draft pick. He could be. He's a pro in that he's out there to work. It's a business to him. It's his profession. You know, it's not I'm in school and I'm a five-star and, you know, I just show up and get it done. It's work. Jeremiah Koger, it's work. Even the Auburn guys, Deshaun Spencer, it's work. Bryce Kane, work. All these guys come to work ready to go. And they don't stop from the moment they get there. They know where they're going. They know what their expectations are. And, hey, they know what the punishments are if they don't live up to the expectations. You don't even got to tell them. Keyshawn Singleton's not immune. Dropped the pass yesterday. Push-ups. Duke Smith dropped the pass yesterday. Push-ups and getting personal coaching from Alex Golish. That group is impressive. Y'all are going to really be blown away, I think, when you see them on A-Day. I really do. I really think you're going to be blown away. Wide receiver room, they've got an A-plus for me so far. The other one is the offensive line, man. And I talked about it a lot yesterday. And there's just – there's so many options. There's really a ton of options. And there's the options are guys that have played a lot of football, played a lot of starting reps in football. The emergence of Ty Buster and the flexibility that gives you. Having a guy like Bear McCorder picking up center so that you can try to figure out how to get Cale Ellis on the field because he's a monster. Cole Skinner, who's competing for a job, but coaching on the sideline, coaching his potential replacement, coaching guys that could take his job. And then those guys trusting Cole Skinner and looking back at him for advice on how to handle the rep or like how to execute the rep. You got Hoodie, the offensive line coach, right there in every rep. That's essentially, he's so locked in, he's performing the reps with him. I mean, I could go down the list of guys. And then you don't even have your potential starting left tackle at full strength yet. But you're able to put out a line that's impressive because you got options, because you brought in that many dudes in the offseason. I mean, that's a big room. It's a full room. And there's not that many. I mean, you almost have you could throw out a full three deep and some. And they just all look really good. I mean, yesterday you got Wilson Zaire, who is a true freshman playing left tackle, first team, and he looks like a junior. Again, Bear McCorder, he's a true freshman. An early true freshman, an early enrollee. I mean, and he looks like a sophomore or a junior. You got, Pritchett, who's a true freshman, who's maybe the tallest. Other than Joe Simmons, he might be the tallest guy. So from a physical standpoint, he may be the most impressive looking one of all of them. Jacoby Ward, monster. I keep going down the list. You got so many different options. And that room just blows me away every time I see it. The transformation in such a short period of time. So hopefully size and hopefully options just makes everybody better. You know, in general, competition makes everybody better. There's some really good competition in that room, particularly on the interior. And then, hey, I tell you what. Stanton, Ramil, Joe Simmons, they better not slip because Ty Buster wants to play football. Ty Buster wants to be on the football field. And he's been one of the big winners, I think, of spring camp so far. So those two rooms are going to be fun to watch over the rest of the spring, A-Day, and watch them develop into the fall. So good stuff there. Auburn basketball grabbed a bunch of headlines yesterday as, hey, what was Auburn's biggest weakness this year in basketball? I know a lot of people would argue some guard play at times, but the lack of an inside presence. The lack of an inside presence because it made Auburn have to cheat one way or the other. Auburn had to cheat inside, which left Auburn vulnerable to the three-point shot. And that was where Auburn basically just said, hey, we're going to gamble on making sure we can't get beat inside. And if we give up a three, we give up a three. We're not just going to let people throw it into their big man and beat us on every possession. And for the most part, they were successful at that part of it, limiting some of the big guys. But what happens? You just get your eyes shot out. And then when you try to cheat and go get out there and get after the shooters and extend, they just feed it inside, and because you just didn't really have a true inside presence. I thought Murphy was great for what he gave us, but he just wasn't a true big man. So what does Auburn do? The very first person they add, new anyways, to the next year's roster was a big 7-foot center from France, Narcisse Nouy. 7-foot monster, averaging a double-double over in France's Elite 2 League, which I asked around, and they felt like if France's Elite 1 League is like their professionals, you know, they're probably, you know, every so often like one of those can pop and go into the NBA. Your 2 League is just right under that. So probably, if I had to guess, I'd say mid-major college basketball. So he's playing against guys that are much older than him. Like, there's dudes that are in their late 20s. There's guys in their early 30s in that league as well. And he's dominating it. Again, little over 10 points a game, 12 rebounds a game. He's had a 21-rebound game. He had a 16 and a 15-rebound game. He had a 6-block game. I think he led the league in rebounds and blocks, almost 3 blocks a game, a true enforcer. He's coming in with, I think he's got 2 years of eligibility is what I've seen a couple of reports, one in particular from Justin Hokanson over at On3. That's kind of strange. Like, why wouldn't he have 4 years? But, you know, 2 years, whatever, they believe that 2 years is probably all you're going to have with this kid. They think that highly of him. And I thought, Steven, it was really smart. Whether your new GM contributed to this or not, okay, this name has been out there for a while. So it's – I'm not sure that, like, Brian Clowman, like, 100% – like, this was his guy, because, again, the name was out there for a while. But I thought it was really smart for Steven to get the GM announced first and then announce the signing of Narcisse. For optics standpoints, hey, we just signed a GM. We just landed a GM, and then, boom, we just landed a 7-foot center. So I thought that was smart. And I'm sure that Clowman – definitely had to play a role. Like, I'm sure there's an NIL aspect. There's a final sign-off from a evaluation aspect to it. So, but regardless, the timing of those announcements, I thought was really, really smart and very, very good optics. So, good stuff, man. Wish he could play tomorrow. Wish he could play Thursday as Auburn goes and tries to, you know, win a tournament. Top two prestigious tournament in the world as far as college basketball goes. Top two prestigious postseason tournament in the world, in the universe, the NIT. As they go try to take on Illinois State, which unfortunately that is a state, so we don't have that joke. Guys, we're doing these as premieres. YouTube just does not like lives. Does not like lives, and I know the experience is fun. We're still going to have the live chat. I'm still going to be in the live chat talking most every day. So if you want to jump on at 7:30 every morning when they premiere on YouTube, I'll be there in the chat most every single day, chat back and forth. But we're going to go back to premieres for a while, and then we'll sprinkle in some lives here and there. But I really appreciate you guys hanging in there with us as we grow this thing and learn what to do and what not to do. Let me know what you think about Iron Bowl period. We'll talk again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.